Throughout most of recent history, when a woman stopped her menses, it was believed that she was to be feared because she could now hold the blood and keep all its power. Most women around the age of 40 and some women in their 30s began to decree their death by energizing the aging process. Women are steered away from their own natural cycles, and through their thoughts, hates, and cursings of their own bodies, they throw their bodies off balance. There is a complete misunderstanding of menopause that is similar to the misunderstanding that bleeding is a curse. Everyone tends to adopt these misunderstandings. There is a great gift in menopause, and there is nothing that is lost at this time of life. It is a time of tremendous gain and flowering, the very opposite of what you have been told. Often, men who have vasectomies fear their own sexual power and believe they have no control over their bodies. The symbolic representation of vasectomies states their sense of powerlessness, that their sperm and penises do not do what they want. The fear of sperm creates a fear of the body. Those who have vasectomies also speed up difficulties with their prostates, for shutting off the flow of sperm creates difficulties in the body. We do not recommend vasectomy. We recommend that you learn how to use your bodies rather than condemning your body's functions and creating detours. Be open to a sense of wonder as you reconsider your sexual beliefs. To be alive is to know the goddess. Look for this force in yourself and in everything around you. Say, "Show me, goddess, who you are. I want to meet you." When most of you thought of Prime Creator as a male personification, you had no problem. Now, to switch to female, some of you can't conceive of it. Life comes from the female vibration. Eve did not come out of the rib of Adam. That tale served to empower the male vibration, which desperately needed to have some kind of identity during the fighting of the goddess culture. We are seeking a balance. If you look around, you are male and female, and all stories of your identity and creation thread the truth of both forces together for you. When you seek balance inside yourself with male and female, in the ideal, you will draw to yourself a partner who is balanced in the same way. Inner balance means that you are your own source and that your next step is to pool your source with another in order to feel and become a bigger source. Not that you necessarily need a mate. However, your natural process is to build something together, to put your keys together as male and female aspects. These aspects correspond to physiological aspects that convey you into the spiritual and emotional realms. The goddess and her compassion allows. Embracing the goddess energy within yourselves will bring all of you to a new understanding and valuing of life and a new and deeper love for all of creation. Embracing the goddess will open the living library to you and teach you the secrets held deep within the bosom of Mother Earth. For who is the Earth Mother if not the goddess herself? The evolution that you are now going through involves the process of building and integrating a light body. Your light body must be tempered, exercised, and stretched gently, bringing it into its own awareness. Clarity concerning who you intend to be in your reality is one of the prime keys in building your light body. Your light body knows that it creates through thought and links you to the fabric of creation. Through your light body, timelines open, accessing multi-layered dramas, and your challenges gather force as you face a seemingly uncharted and yet familiar territory. You are connected to all of existence, and your evolutionary leap is to make sense of this new awareness and to put it to use in your now. Matter is simply light that is trapped. As you build your light body, a reorganization of your molecular structure occurs, loosening your grip upon materialism in order that a spiritual understanding may guide your day-to-day life. It is only through spirit that you can gain any understanding of what is happening to your world. The building of your light body allows less trapped matter to combine as light and become you. This offers you freer expression and allows you to seek your source. You will literally see changes in your body. It will become more vital, more beautiful, stronger, and more capable of performing events. It will become the processor of multitudes of information. To prepare for this energy, sit quietly, close your eyes, picture your body filled with light, and imagine the light flashing and cleaning your cells. Then ask all parts of your body to work together in their idealized forms. If your body works together inside yourself, then it is much easier for you, as an individual, to work with others outside yourself. Those who are sick inside often don't work very well outside. Attend to the inner mechanisms of your body, visualizing what you want. Within your body lies a force of power called Kundalini, a serpent-like energy that dwells at the base of your spine. Acknowledging and calling this force forward facilitates the merging and bundling of your light body. This force also helps maintain your stability and groundedness with the increased electromagnetic shifts. Traditionally, Kundalini uncoils itself and electrifies your body at around 40 years of age. By this time, you are considered mature enough to house this kind of power. For most people, the power is so profound that they go downhill from there and begin to age, rather than rejuvenate and put the great creative electrical force to use. As cosmic energy comes onto the earth plane, there are millions of you who are now increasing the opportunities to reinterpret what Kundalini can do. It is the force of your lives, and you pulse with it. We are asking all of you to play this heart game much more often than just when you have spare time. Make a commitment to have your heart open, and see that it stays open, and that you use the heart energy of the Mother Goddess. This will make all the difference, because it is not just your heart that is involved. It is the heart of the Goddess. However, the Goddess needs your heart to open to have her energy move through you. As energy increases on the planet, blocks in your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies are magnified. Unexpressed feelings and ideas create obstacles to the flow of energy whose purpose it is to connect you. You must help the process by being responsible for who you are. Wherever you have a prejudice or difficulty, I don't want to know that. I hate this about myself. I don't like that. You can trust that the magnifying glass will be put over it. You will squeal and squirm until you get it right. And if you don't, you will manifest the block in the form of a difficult challenge. Everything is intensifying in order to teach people about responsibility and maintaining a clarity of purpose and intent. Utilizing different modalities of body work in this day and age is key to your survival. Pursuing avenues of discovery through body work facilitates and quickens the recognition of your identity. There is a great humor in highly evolved energies, especially those who work with the love frequency. It can be recognized as a trademark. With energies you encounter, make certain there is an expansive sense of humor, for laughter is a key to freedom. There's plenty of room for joy in all of existence, and this is a concept you are seeking to grasp. We encourage you to operate out of your feeling center, your solar plexus or gut. You have the same capacity and activity inside your stomach lining as you do in your brain cells. Reconsider yourself. You can instantly see that you alter your experience when you believe in and find opportunity in every event you create. We remind you that opportunity is often disguised as loss. All life has chakra systems. They are energetic storehouses around and inside of life forms. The chakras connect the internal workings, the physiological third-dimensional operations, with the multidimensional, etheric layered goings-on. They bring energy from the non-physical realms into the physical, if utilized properly. All forms of life have these energy portals as doorways and places where they can be refueled. What each form of life does with its refueling is within the blueprint or the DNA of the form of life itself. As your DNA is being reordered into a new expression of itself, the frequency or identity that you carry is speaking something on a non-physical level. Every place you go, you carry the mutating energy that announces itself. Your consciousness announces itself to all life forms. Maybe those who are next to you in a shopping mall or a restaurant are not quite aware on a conscious level of who you are. However, when you take a walk in the woods and fields, or go into the oceans, you will see other life forms around you that are much more aware of who you are. They change their response, and their DNA changes because yours is changing. Through you, all of nature becomes more available as the living library. You, as human beings, are the library cards, the keys to the living library. All the information stored in Earth's library is accessible through you. You were designed to be merged with, influenced, and emerged through. You have come here to master the human version of the spiritual evolutionary process, to live with it, to merge with many different realities, and to allow realities to emerge through you. As humans, your job is to own and take care of the living library. In the past, those who wanted to experience the living library would, with permission, look out of the eyes of human beings. As they looked, the humans would become the gods and goddesses in charge, the tour guides of this reality, so to speak. At one time, humans on Earth held very honorable and highly evolved positions. You had glorious, vibrant forms emanating energy and light. Just as chefs have specialties in food preparation, humans had specialized ways of experiencing the living library and accessing information. Those who desired knowledge came to experience and discover the Library of Earth. They merged with humans, who served as library cards into Earth and all her majesty. Becoming one with other energies and allowing them to look out of your eyes in order to experience more was a divine purpose. Humans made themselves available for this process. There is glorious information that is desperately needed in existence, and it is stored here on Earth. As the reorganization of light takes place on Earth, there will be a mass merging of beings who are very benevolent, very uplifting, and very loving. They will come through and operate out of your bodies. You will still maintain your own integrity and your own identity. However, they will blend with you as we blend with our vehicle. They will be able to access the codes and master numbers that you house inside your bodies. The self is a composition of many different life forms, all making up a central soul. As Earth is being catapulted into a new direction, the occupants may perish because they do not meet the new speed at which Earth will vibrate, or they will begin the changes that will prepare them for the ability to blink on and off into the various personalities that make up the collection of the soul. You are forerunners in this, and you are meeting the portions of yourselves that are the most imperative for you to understand. There are many of these selves to meet. You are game masters yourselves, those who orchestrated the reestablishing of Earth's freedom and the seeding of civilizations. These civilizations became alive and activated, and now you are living in one of the most exciting places and times of existence. There are many who support you and wish to merge with you, operate through you, and give you a hand with the job in front of you. You do not have to read a lot of text and balance a lot of computer sheets to carry this job out. All you need is to trust yourselves and design your reality according to your own wits by intending what you, as humans, want to accomplish. whatever you intend to make as your signature, your mark on this world, it shall be. So dream big. The conjunctions of Uranus and Neptune in 1993 as a galactic tidal wave of light sent a bolt of electric current onto your planet and activated the potential for the third helix in humans. It triggered the light-encoded filaments to draw together and bundle that third helix. This bridged the electrical current inside your bodies that will access the self you know to the multidimensional self. What does it mean to be a library card? It means that you are on your first step towards certification, towards understanding, bonding, blending, and merging with other energies and allowing them to emerge through you into the living library. When you reach certain states of consciousness, you emit an electromagnetic pulse, like a radio program that others can tune into. You then become very valuable because you can be merged with and others can access the codes. The codes contain formulas for replicating life. Many safeguards were designed so that the most important data stored in humans exists and is accessed only through a certain state of consciousness. Without that, the formulas do not even present themselves into being. The formulas exist through a preservation of a high level of consciousness within humans. If quality of life and existence is tampered with, humans are not able to produce the formulas. We are asking all of you to feel the energy of these beings who wish to merge with you. Ask them to give you a sign. Say, "My work is for my own upliftment and that of the planet.